Welcome to the Perfume Room. My scent of the day today is a little controversial because it's the scent that I was talking about last week. I have been wearing it nonstop, and that is La Perla Once Upon a Garden. But you know what? La Perla, if you are listening, do I love your fragrances? Yes, I adore. But I have a bone to pick with you, okay? The caps on your Discovery Set samples are adorable. Okay, for everyone listening, they're like those little ball caps. They're dabber samples, and they're supposed to mirror their full-size counterparts, which we all know have those amazing, fun color ball caps. However, these caps on the samples break so easily. When I go to the gym, I'm lifting 3-pound weights, okay? It is not my brute strength that is doing this. This happened to me with My Day. This just happened with Once Upon a Garden. And I can no longer wear either of my favorite samples from your Discovery Set. And you know what? I'm going to get a full bottle of both. I really am. But I was planning to use both samples down to the last drop. And these caps robbed me of that opportunity. Thank you for listening. My life is so hard. Anyway, you know who first put La Perla on my radar? Today's guest. It was today's guest who was talking about a different scent in that collection, Possibilities, which I also love, when she was a panelist on Perfume Room Live, which was the live show that we did last year on the Lower East Side. Today's guest, if you haven't figured out yet, is Trevalia Wallace. You might know her from TikTok, where she has over 238,000 followers and is loved for her fragrance reviews and suggestions, and of course, her expertise and fun, high-energy personality. Trevalia is a fragrance specialist at Nordstrom, where she takes private clients through the Trevalia experience, which consists of one-on-one consults where every fragrance brand carried at Nordstrom is on the table. It is an emotional, intuitive, luxurious, rewarding experience that often ends in tears. We chat about everything from the moment Trevalia realized that certain fragrances could bring out certain feelings in her, to her process for matching clients with scents, and why, contrary to popular belief, no, not everything smells like Baccarat Rouge. Trevalia tells us the difference between a don't hug me scent versus a leave me alone scent, because to be clear, they are very different. And the different fragrances that she would scent occupations, like someone who worked at Fidelity Investments versus someone who was a firefighter. This was truly such a fun chat, and it was so great to go even more in depth with the lovely Trevalia Wallace. Here is Trevalia. Trevalia, welcome back to the Perfume Room. How are you doing today?
I'm excited. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. You made a fun cameo on the Perfume Room live show, which was a great first time to meet you, but I'm happy to have a real in-depth conversation with you today.
Awesome.
So I always start the podcast with the following question, which is, what are you currently wearing, fragrance-wise?
Today I'm wearing Electric Cherry, Tom Ford.
Okay.
I have an addiction to it right now.
What are your thoughts on all the different cherry scents that are currently circulating the market?
They're annoying. However, I understand why other brands want to jump on the bandwagon because of the trend. Mm-hmm. But I still feel... Lost Cherry started it, in my opinion. I know other niche brands still mm-hmm. existed with cherry notes, fragrances with cherry notes. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't a fan of it at all. It wasn't until this Electric Cherry came out where it represented more my character and my tolerance mm-hmm. of how I like to smell cherry in a fragrance. So, hey, everyone can do what they want to do. So when it dies, it dies.
You know, I'm with you because when Lost Cherry came out, it was like very syrupy to me. It was like something I couldn't wear. Then I smelled Rouge Smoking, which I really enjoyed. And I've liked so many of the newer cherry scents, like right. Electric Cherry. I like the, what is it, Cherry Smoking?
Cherry Smoke.
I like Cherry Smoke. I'm like Rouge Smoking, Cherry Smoke. There's a lot of smoky cherries out, but I like that one as well.
Yeah.
Do you have a signature scent, or if not one scent, like a scent profile you tend to wear?
Yes and no. Maybe 2 years ago, I would have said Creed Aventis for him was okay. my character scent. Okay. I felt I was just as edgy as that fragrance, mm-hmm. sometimes exotic, powerful. I have this presence to me.
Yes, you do.
But now, there's just so many fragrances I feel match my character mm-hmm. that I cannot say one definitively anymore.
Yeah. Depends on the day, depends on the mood.
I mean, I wear so many fragrances at the same time. Mm-hmm. I wear all my moods. I know they're going to change throughout the day, frustrated, happy, excited, scared, imposter syndrome, like all throughout the day. So once my mood changed, I put on another fragrance just to represent that. I'm not a layering person in the beginning, like when I'm getting ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. I put them in different places of my body because I actually enjoy to smell the full profile of each scent.
I agree.
Now, I will say there has been moments where I have mixed them because I just forgot I had something on. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, that I smell extra delicious. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I could get into the mixing sometimes, mm-hmm. but I just like spraying multiple fragrances on and always picking up something new when I turn to the left or the right or turn around really fast. So that's my thing.
Okay, well, that leads to my next question that I always ask, which is, do you have any fragrance hot takes or controversial opinions?
Holy cow. I'm going through a Jo Malone situation right now.
Okay, tell.
First of all, I think my clients think I get all the tea, like I have the time to read the news and see everything that's going on in the world with mm-hmm. every single fragrance brand,
right?
And I don't. Yeah. And so because I work in a store, hey, the brand is there, I'm going to promote it. And then I had someone tell me about this controversy with the actor who was representing the brand in the UK, and he produced a commercial. I have to remember his name. Black British. She's always in action movies like Star Trek and those kind of action movies. But he produced mm-hmm. a commercial that showed black people who wear Jo Malone and their lives, how they wear and live their lives in the UK. Mm-hmm. And it was super cool. Mm-hmm. And I guess the market in Asia picked up the commercial, except they cut him out. Put an Asian person in, and he was livid and left the whole brand. And so now I have some of my clients like, why are you recommending Jo Malone to me? Mm-hmm. And now it puts me in a position where I'm like, what is the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Because Jo Malone did, they apologized. Mm-hmm. They were unaware that it happened. They mm-hmm. understood his stance and and frustration over it. But at the end of the day, when someone's like, help me find my signature smell, and if I feel it's within that brand, do I hold it back? I don't know if they know, about.
Yeah.
So that right now has me in a crazy position, what to do, and should I just keep doing my own thing mm-hmm. and leave the drama out of the experiences of shopping with me?
It's a complicated issue to get through.
Well, yeah, so that's where I am with that. But hey, I'm sure it happened with Gucci at a point in time when people were upset, and I never saw a single person stop buying it. So
yeah, that's true. Another hot take that I saw on your Instagram today was, and I feel like we talked about this on the live show, mm-hmm. but you are sick of the Baccarat comparisons. And I was like watching it. And I was like, oh, we have so much to talk about today.
Honey, first of all, it was my wife
who
said, I sprayed Sunset Riot on her when I was at the Nordstrom and Tysons. And hours later, right, we're driving back home and she smells her hand mm-hmm. and she was like, it kind of smells like Baccarat, right? And I just remember wanting to kick her out the whole car. Like,
you recorded that in the car.
Yes.
So she was next to you.
Yes. Okay. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is enough. This is too much. Absolutely not. I do not smell Baccarat on your hand right now.
Okay.
But I experience this so often, so many fragrances compared to it. And I'm not saying that they're not telling the truth, that they don't sense it.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm tired of hearing it. Mm-hmm. I wish those fragrances had their own like identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for the perfumers who created these juices who are always having them compared to a whole nother scent. Mm-hmm. And it makes it hard for me to sell Baccarat mm-hmm. to someone, right? Nowadays, because mm-hmm. when they smell it, they're like, there's nothing special about this.
Because they've smelled so many derivatives of, yeah.
And I say, if you smelled this 5 years ago, you would have felt this was so magical.
Mm-hmm.
It just moved you and just went through your body. It just made you feel like you were just that one. Like,
yeah.
the best smelling person on earth. And now it's like, oh, it smells like cat piss. It frustrates me.
I kind of smell it as sort of like a crayon-y. It's like a very specific type of smell that people compare when they smell Burberry Her or Cloud or Haltane or all the fragrances that you were talking about in that video. It's that this one sort of like
it's
graphite-y
really the
smell.
Notes. Yeah. What they're picking up on most times is ambergris.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes are picking up on the saffron
exactly.
that are used. So if they just knew the notes that were inside, they would compare notes more than they would compare the actual fragrances. But I have to respect in person when folks are shopping with me, when they say that, I have to roll my eyes and, you know, like with a cloak over me.
It's just like Baccarat.
And I'm like, okay, all right. So, but at least I have an understanding of how they smell things.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll use it. This is a positive thing that comes from it, but I'm so sick and tired of it.
Okay, if you are going to participate in the Trivalia experience, do not compare something to Baccarat in Trivalia's presence. That is the big take, which I want to get to. Tell me about what the Trivalia experience is. When someone signs up for that and they get a one-on-one consultation with you, what's going to happen?
Well, that's a good question because you can go to any store and there are people that sell fragrance and they can help you, you know, walk you through the brand and help you decide what you should buy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But with me, either through FaceTime, 90% of my consultations are through FaceTime.
Wow.
And they just trust what I'm recommending and they choose which one they want to buy and I ship it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have those who have the experience in person. One, I take them off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not standing at counters. We go, we have a seat, see the nice view and you know, and then I ask a bunch of questions. I mean, I go really deep into questions. I can say some things like, you know, be honest with me. Do you have a splash of asshole in your character? And they're like, man, I have a whole lot of asshole in my character.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'll make sure your fragrance have a little asshole appeal in there.
Okay, okay.
You know, things like that. Are they happy?
Mm-hmm.
A question like, are you happy? Is so important. And because sometimes when you're looking for fragrances, when you're emotional versus when you're happy, you smell the fragrances differently.
Mm.
And that'll help me understand how they will smell this fragrance or
whatever.
If someone
said they weren't happy, like how would that make you, like where would you go next with that information?
Just write it down.
Okay.
From there, I just know they'll probably be into more mysterious, more edgy, or after I ask if they're happy, I then ask them, how do you want this fragrance to speak for you? It could be
question.
A character you don't naturally possess, but when people smell you, you want to come off this way.
Right.
And they could say, happy.
So
then I'll select a fragrance that has happy energy that's attached to it, even though emotionally they're not in that place.
Right.
So that's how that information helps me. But I do all the questioning. I ask the budget and then we go and we explore. I'll be writing things down. I look at their whole aura, how they hold their purse, you know, their hands. All of this tells me something about them that they don't know I'm calculating.
Wow.
And so once we get down, I test their palate. I take a fragrance I don't have on the list, maybe something like Coffee Break, to see if they even smell coffee.
Okay.
Because some people don't smell the coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they're keen to smell more base notes or they're keen to smell more florals. And then that helps me navigate through thousands of fragrances. And then once they purchase everything, of course, they get samples for what they may possibly want in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people want to do a whole video with me.
I've seen them.
Yep. They want to do the video. They're excited to boast about what they bought and how much fun they had and it being with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the experience. And from there, they have my phone number. We're connected as clients and consultant and they can contact me anytime. That's the part of the experience people don't even think about. Some people are only able to shop within business hours. But what about the people that get off work after business hours?
Right.
They still need someone to consult them.
They still need perfume.
I'm here.
Wow.
I'm here. So
that's amazing.
That's the Trivalia experience.
You mentioned something as you were analyzing that you talked about on the live show, and I never forgot it, which is that you can tell by the way a woman is holding her purse what kind of fragrance she is going to gravitate towards. For everyone who maybe didn't catch that in the live show, can you repeat? This was gold when you said it. I was like, spot on.
Well, first of all, we're in New York City. So yes, most women wear their purses crossbody if they're walking around, yeah, just out of pure safety.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that's how they want to wear it.
Right.
So when I ask, do you wear a purse? Some people don't. And mm-hmm, they're like, yes. And I'm like, crossbody, shoulder, forearm, clutch, tote, wristlet.
Yes.
And for those women who only say like crossbody, I know they're laid back, more casual, mm-hmm, you know, down to earth, very open, mm-hmm, cool. But to the women who wear it on their shoulder, mm-hmm, they have a little bit of like authority or attitude or a little bit of sophistication to mm-hmm them. Those that's right in the crease of their arm, bougie, completely.
They are getting driven to the Nordstrom.
Honey.
Yes.
Oh, just
yes,
so
yes. If you are holding it.
Portrait of a lady. Portrait of a lady.
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes,
yes. So I make them laugh because every time they say like forearm or shoulder, I'll mm-hmm ask, has anyone in your life, friends or family ever called or considered you bougie? 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. So that just helps me add to what kind of fragrance I'll pick out for them. At least one of the fragrances,
yeah,
I will pick out for them.
It sounds like the Trevalia experience doubles as like therapy or like meeting with some sort of like psychic. It's like you sit down with them, you read them for exactly who they are, and then you pick a fragrance that complements it.
Multiple fragrances.
Multiple fragrances.
We are multiple people. I don't care what anyone says. Okay,
yeah.
We have alter ego,
it's
energy,
true,
and who we want to be for, you know, one day, and who we don't even know we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So I pick out multiple different scents and challenge their palate and their mm-hmm lives. But I just try to be different, be a different time in their life where they could be stressing about bills and things. I want to be that moment where none of those things exist, mm-hmm, like something fresh and new that they've never experienced. And there's a lot of crying happens.
Crying during the
travel.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of crying. Remember, I'm looking at them on this screen. I can see their energy around them. Like,
Are you like a little psychic?
We will not confirm or deny.
Okay.
That because, you know.
What
you
is
could
your sign?
Aquarius.
Okay.
You can creep people out.
Yes.
But I will say I use certain skills and abilities that I have.
I believe this. I'm getting this energy from you right now.
I do use it, and sometimes something will just come out of nowhere. Now I'll ask, did you just buy some green shoes or something? I'm getting a green, and they're like, oh my God, I just got these green boots. Or if they're in person, if it's a child, and I'll be like, oh, I'm sure you did this and said this to your parents, and their look and their face is in pure like, what?
Wow.
How did you know that? Husbands are like, did you tell her about me already?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can pull things out and read a person just based on what they wear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just starting there. But I know I have this. It doesn't mean I can't get anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do use it to my advantage to help people really find something special for themselves.
That's really amazing. You were talking about sort of the experience of how you go around the floor. And I'm curious, I have never known anyone else who's had this position. It almost feels like it was created just for you. Was it created just for you?
No, I'm a beauty stylist.
Okay.
So technically, I'm supposed to be doing makeup and skincare consultations or applications mm-hmm all day long in a book. So my position has always existed mm-hmm at Nordstrom.
Okay.
We give unbiased experiences when a person walks in and are like, I don't know really what I'm looking for, but we provide the guidance.
Mm-hmm.
They allow me to focus on fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
It's just new that an individual in a beauty stylist position is focusing on fragrance.
Mm, okay.
That's the thing. And so I'm working the position how I'm supposed to. Have your own appointments, have your own book.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I encourage those who watch my videos, shop with me.
Yes.
You know, schedule.
Give me the commission if you're getting the fragrance
because
I'm recommending.
I'm still, you know, I still work there.
Yeah, yes,
I still work commission. I still have goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not at any counters where people walk up and just shop all day. Mm-hmm. So they have a little advantage of just relaxing. Mm-hmm. Me, I have to hustle. I have to find it. But it's not a new position.
But what about the Travaglia parties? That is something brand new.
That is something new. But a part of the position I have, it's still something that we are allowed and encouraged to do.
That's amazing.
Have little events, homegrown events, mm-hmm. to, you know, help generate sales. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, everyone should feel excited to spend their money. We work so hard mm-hmm. for it. And why not have champagne and have the fragrances situated in a smaller space, not so big of a floor.
Right.
And be around other people like them.
I agree.
I mean, because sometimes you go shopping with your friends, they're a hater and they're going to say they don't like anything you sprayed.
Right.
And you are influenced by that and won't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're around other fragrance addicts and connoisseurs.
Everyone's hyping you up.
What? They're smelling it like, oh man, that thing has honey and rum.
Yes.
They get it.
Yeah.
And so you're able to feel secure a mm-hmm. little more mm-hmm. about your purchase or spending. You see someone else spending $360 and you're like.
Makes you pull out the wallet a little easier.
Let me open up a card, you know.
Yeah.
So I just thought that. The store could use a new experience like that to mm-hmm. see that it can be successful. It's not intimidating. And now I think I could travel with it.
And you just did. You just got back from D.C.
I did. And the party is actually on the 20th.
Oh, coming up.
So it's coming up. And that'll be my first away fragrance party.
Mm-hmm.
And this will give other stores the opportunity to see they can allow their consultants to create these little parties without fear of losing money.
Right.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Just go for it. Be creative. But you have to see it first.
Right.
So they'll see it. And I'm sure after that, they'll start doing their own events.
You know what it reminds me of as you're talking about it? Like if you've ever seen that show, Say Yes to the Dress, or like any, like where you don't want those bad bridesmaids or family members that are like, no, that one's not flattering.
And they also need, with me hosting it, they need someone to tell them it's okay to do and be the most.
Right.
So with this party that is called, the theme is Spray It Loud and Proud.
Okay.
And so it gives them the opportunity to spray on multiple fragrances or wear very loud fragrances in the spring and summertime,
mm-hmm.
not keep it all citrus and, you know, clean woods and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then see other people doing it, and then they'll go around and notice it's not that strong. It's not
compared to you.
You know, I mean, it's loud, but it's loud enough.
Yeah.
It's as loud as your natural personality is.
Right.
And so I'm so excited to just say, do it. Just go for it. Put that stuff on, like, and get out the door. And then from now on, when they go home or when they shop, they're so confident to get that strong fragrance
mm-hmm.
without thinking their coworker or someone will be offended.
Okay, well, you're talking about how when you do take clients on the floor, you're thinking about this idea of multiple fragrances, their alter egos, different moods. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to you because you started with talking about Electric Cherry.
Yes.
Then you mentioned you were wearing Creed Aventus at a point as sort of a signature. What are some of the alter ego fragrances that you've discovered for yourself in this journey?
So Henry Rose Darkest Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's so mysterious. And I don't feel like I'm a mysterious person.
I either
come off intimidating,
mm-hmm.
extra, loud, maybe eccentric. Like everything else, I'm very open. I tell it like it is. But mysterious?
You do have an air of mystery, I would say.
I don't feel it myself. You'd be the first person that ever said that to me.
Okay.
But that fragrance with the green grass on top, I mean, like green grass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a patchouli person, okay. and that's in there.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I think this is I'm about to turn 40 cent or something.
Okay.
Or a part of me that it is truly confident that I didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those scents. Valaya.
Oh, the new Parfum de Marly.
Yes, that white peach musk. It literally wears around me like a aura.
Wow.
I feel like it's like a crystal, like my crystals I wear
you
all the time.
You do wear big crystals, yeah.
It's like a big crystal, like quartz.
Wow, it compliments. Wow.
Just walking around with me. It alters people's emotions. And another fragrance that I never, ever, ever thought that I would love, even though I'm bold like that, fucking fabulous.
Okay.
I was like, oh, wow. This is the bitch part of me here.
That's the bitch part of me. The fucking fabulous. I love
it. Yes, this is that part where I'm like, don't get on my damn nerves. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm so patient and I'm a humanitarian. I would never be like that.
But there is a part.
Okay.
Yes. We contain multitudes. We all have it.
Completely relate.
Okay. Well, we have been talking a lot about what you do for work, but I want to go back to the beginning. When did you first get into fragrance?
When you say get into, you mean working or realize I had
an appreciation?
As a consumer,
yeah. When did you first start wearing fragrance in your personal life?
My grandmother, my father's mother, my granny, she bought Exclamation and Tommy Hilfiger. Those fragrances for me when I was in middle school. Now, right now, I'm 39. Mm-hmm. So that was in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I remember Tommy Girl just smelling so, so good. Like a little sporty, but a little feminine. And this, and that was super cool. An exclamation. You couldn't tell me I wasn't off the chain. Like, and I don't know why she bought it. I never mentioned being into fragrance or any of that. But I did, even at that time, understand that both fragrances had a character. Mm-hmm. And I knew when to wear it and what outfit to wear them with. And then after that.
Can I ask what outfits you would wear each one with? Like what character they were to you?
Literally, I wore a lot of Tommy clothes back then. Okay. So anytime I wear blue, reds, whites, I would wear that
Tommy
fragrance,
girl.
Those colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime I would wear black, white, I would always wear Exclamation.
Okay.
So I always could smell a fragrance and see colors. Mm-hmm. Naturally, just see them clear as day in front of me. So that's how I coordinated those fragrances then. But then it was one day in high school, I think I must have been in the 10th grade, and a guy walked into a restaurant I was working at, and he was wearing Dolce & Gabbana Pour Homme.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I was aroused. Imagine you being a child and you not understanding what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can explain it to you because you're not going to mention it to anyone. Mm-hmm. But I'm like smelling this scent and I'm like, what are these feelings? And that's when I knew I had a weakness for male fragrances.
Okay.
And so throughout college, I knew what to stay away from. Curve, Issey Miyake, Jean-Paul Gaultier, Lamar, like all of these things. Don't go. Stay free. Run for your life.
Okay. Because they would trap you otherwise?
Oh, yeah. They'll get what they were looking for. I wasn't going to get caught. I had a grandma that did not play the radio. So
okay.
I was smart enough to resist. Okay. Yeah. And I went to my wearing love spell, you know, during that time.
Yes.
But it was when I moved here to New York after grad school that I didn't have a job. So when I graduated with my master's from NIU in Illinois, I drove straight to New York City, moved to Harlem, and of course I didn't have a job. So I started in a program so I could get food stamps and medical, and we had to look for jobs, and Sephora was hiring for fragrance, and no one else would take the position, and I was like, I'll take it.
Like within the Sephora, no
there
one wanted to work in fragrance?
There were 15 people in our interview.
Okay.
They did a group interview, and they asked, did anybody feel comfortable working in fragrances? Mm-hmm. And they all said no. They all wanted to be
it's
makeup
the
artists.
One.
They wanted to be makeup artists.
Okay.
I was like, me? I'll do it.
Yeah.
And they hired me.
Wow.
And imagine on 34th Street, right across from Macy's. I'm brand new.
Yeah.
I'm in a magical place in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all of these cultures of people walking in, naturally gravitating to fragrances. And I was able to sit there and study people, their natural reactions to certain scents, and see patterns of who made the same reactions to the same fragrances. And I just began to learn.
Guys, huge, epic, big announcement. I am so excited to share that a longtime friend of the podcast has just become an official partner of the podcast. Twisted Lily, my go-to destination for authentic, hard-to-find niche and luxury fragrances, is sponsoring Perfume Room for the entire month and is hooking you all up with a special larger-than-normal discount code, which I will share with you all shortly. I mean, come on. As if we did not already stan Twisted Lily enough, but we do. And this is an ad, so let me tell you why. Twisted Lily fragrances are 100% authentic, brand new, and straight from the source. So there is never a chance that you'll receive something that's fake or expired. Also, Twisted Lily makes online fragrance shopping easy and fun. You can sort fragrances by brand, price, fragrance family, even mood. And if you're looking for a little more guidance, use my personal favorite feature, the Match It tool. Enter the name of any fragrance you love, and it'll tell you not only its fragrance family, it recommends three other Twisted Lily scents that you are likely to enjoy. Then you click one button and all three of those samples get immediately added to your cart. And I'll say it on record, Twisted Lily samples are the best. I said what I said and I mean it. You know why? Because they're all atomizers. Yeah, sprays. Here is the code. Now through the end of June, get $25 off any purchase over $100 with the code Perfume Room at checkout. Again, that's just Perfume Room at checkout for $25 off anything over $100. I will post all my favorite Twisted Lily scents in the notes of this episode.
I also feel like things trend, like times change with scents, where we wore a lot of musky things maybe in the 70s and 80s when we came out as we're strong women. Mm-hmm. We now wear pants and we're lawyers and, you know, we could do things on our own. And so everything was musky and real potent, like aromatic elixir.
Right.
I know, you know.
Exactly. I know exactly who I am.
And then it changed into these cute, pretty florals like Miss Dior, something precious. Oh, we want to be dainty again. And now I think today we're all about gourmands.
Yeah.
Oud gourmands. And so we adapt to other cultures when they introduce it to us in America. Then we're like, oh, we can do that, or we could wear that, or I can't stand it now, but eventually it's so many brands that come out with the same scent, then it's like, okay, I get it now.
Right.
And then they just become a part of the trend.
Right. So where do you think, so you're talking about how right now we're sort of in this like gourmand era.
Yep.
Are you starting to see anything else pop up that you're like, huh, this is where I feel like we could be headed next?
Musk. Back
clean
to musk.
Musk or like animalic musk?
Sharp, crisp, aromatic musk.
Like Viola, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And maybe some that's animalic on the skin as well. I mean, when I did a post the other day about Egyptian musk and people saying how clear they remember that smell.
Yeah.
People that still wear it today as a base scent. And I feel like it's always been a part of fragrances. They'll put a splash here, just, you know, made the levels good enough so that you felt the presence of musk. I think now we're about to go back to that. That's going to
that
be the
clean,
next thing.
Musky, fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, even with Vanilla Antique. To me, it's hardly any vanilla. It's a lot of antique and it's a lot of musk. It's sharp, that plum musk kind of smell with a splash of vanilla. Brilliant. And those musk scent shows confidence, power, authority. I have my own foundation. I'm not weak, you know. And we need more of that today.
Right.
We're all trying to prove something to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes the statement for us. Rose of no man's land.
Love
rose musk.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. With some grass in there too.
Hello.
Yeah.
But
little
it says, don't
says
micro-
I'm in charge. I'm in charge.
Do not micromanage me.
Yeah.
Do not think that I'm weak. I'm a woman, but I know how to run this whole company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's interesting to hear you talk about like, do not micromanage me. I am the CEO of a company, because I was looking at your page on the Nordstrom site and some of the categories were cracking me up. And I don't know if some of them were like specific requests, but like you have one category called, for example, Fidelity Investments. Did someone request that, or are you just like, this is a Fidelity investment scent? And what is a Fidelity investment scent?
So Actually, there was a group of women from Fidelity.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
I had. That makes more sense. I had a virtual, like, it was, I don't know, maybe 50 of them.
Okay.
That partnered with Nordstrom, okay. And I held mm-hmm. a thing for them and gave them options.
Okay.
Based on thinking about what women like that in that field,
okay.
what would go through, mm-hmm. The respect they may not get still, mm-hmm. Or, you know, just how smart they really are, them still having families and juggling both work and sales, mm-hmm. you know, all of these things. And so I came up with a group of fragrances for those women.
Okay, because I was like, is there a mutual funds category? Is it? So going off of that, for that Fidelity Investments and all the different traits that you were just talking about, like, what are some notes or fragrances that in your mind sort of like conjure that vibe that you're going for you?
Cedar, mm-hmm. violet, coffee, mm-hmm. freesia.
Freesia's making a comeback, I would
yes,
say,
it
too.
Is.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
it
will
is.
See you soon, freesia.
It's sharp, and yeah. it makes you smell like you're sharp.
Right.
You're yeah. on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying attention. You're ready. You're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some notes I go to. Like, I'll go to Amouage Reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Or Aaron Cedar Violet. Like, I did some woody, aromatic, musky, those kind of smells. But I knew there were a few women there who they're just so innocent and mm-hmm. delicate and very feminine, and they just want to be heard. So something like a fleur de peony or a peony blush suede, mm. still for them to feel like as dainty as they could possibly be, like back in the day wearing skirts and a button-up shirt. And I do go towards a lot of peony versus rose, unless it's a damask rose or something like
right.
that. But for the working women fragrances, it's probably going to have some peony inside.
Mm. And then you obviously know so much about so many notes. Was there any training on the job? Is it sort of like you learned as you go along?
Oh, I took the exam, the fragrance expert exam through okay. the Fragrance Foundation of America.
Oh, and I didn't even know about that.
Hard.
Okay, I'm going to look this
it
up.
It is incredibly hard. You have to really study, and they teach all of that.
Wow, okay.
And a lot of people fail. Mm-hmm. it's really tough, but I feel like my expertise came more from being in the field than the, we'll call it the, what do we call it in music? Like the theory of fragrance. So that's what that booklet was, the theories of fragrance, the history and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I have to throw that stuff out to get a person to trust me.
Right.
Like, I took this exam and passed it.
Right.
Can I say I'm a fragrance expert now? Can you believe me now?
Right.
Okay, let's move on.
Like, what? It's like your credentials. Like, you know, if you don't believe me, here is this test that I,
And I understand why. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people are experts at selling.
Right.
But they really have no fragrance knowledge.
Right.
They don't even know how to say the fragrance names, but they could still sell you five bottles.
Yeah.
So people will hire that kind of person, right? But then me, I just feel like people like me are a little special.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Okay, another category that I saw in your page that was funny to me was you have a category called Don't Hug Me. Then you have a category called Leave Me Alone.
Correct.
These are very different categories in your mind, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference between a Don't Hug Me fragrance and a Leave Me Alone fragrance and the person who would wear a Don't Hug Me fragrance and a person who would wear a Leave Me Alone fragrance?
Well, a Don't Hug Me fragrance is definitely a toxic person.
Okay.
I call it Don't Hug Me because if I smell it, it'll make me weak.
Okay.
So you can't hug me because I'm married. I'm in a relationship. I can't be getting fuzzy feelings because of your fragrance.
Okay.
So all of those recommendations are the most flirtatious, seductive.
Don't hug me. I will fall.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
And then the, you know, leave me alone type of sense. Some days you're not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to tell someone that,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you carry, you know, your feelings on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So then your fragrance will make the announcement when you walk into work. Not today.
I don't have any time for any bullcrap. Yeah.
And you could smell like that. Like someone could just get the note like, she doesn't smell like she wants to be approached today.
Mm-hmm.
Some fragrances smell approachable. Like, hi,
right.
I'm Trevalia. And some they're so hardcore, so gritty, so dirty. Like, to me, Black Orchid has this
I was just talking about this. It does have, it's funny because people say it's intoxicating and alluring, but there is something very off-putting.
Yeah, to those who feel like it's alluring, to those who are attracted to someone they can't have, but they still try them anyways, or they're attracted to power. Like, some people are sapiosexuals where they're attracted to intelligence, right? Not to the physical attributes of a person. Just someone who maybe put a uniform on, or they you can ask, what's this definition? They just know it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so that's how Black Orchid is to me. They want to be yelled at a little bit. Even that crazy person is like, I like to be choked. Really? Oh, my God.
Well, have you tried Black Orchid?
See? So it's like one of those kind of smells. But to some of us, when we smell it, oh my God, it just smells like someone's angry. Like, I feel like it smells like someone who is, like, that has an attitude that is like, forget the whole, like, I want to own all of this. Like, and I don't care about anyone's feelings. Like, who I'm going to destroy to get it. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And so anyone I sell that to, I'm like, you like it. Oh, that's great.
Maybe we shouldn't have my phone number. Thank you. It was lovely to meet you.
No, I mean, I'm still glad to find them what they're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm thinking of their character after that. And I'm like,
okay.
I knew it.
Are there any other scents that immediately are red flags to you? Where you're like, oh, this was what you liked? Okay, interesting.
I can't call it a red flag. Okay. I mean, you want to get to know your clients.
Yeah.
And then some things you don't want to know about your clients, but like Creed Love and White. And I just feel like the woman who wears Love and White, they just want the whole world to revolve around them.
Mm-hmm.
They come off so innocent, but they're not.
These are some hot takes.
They're
hot off
not.
The press. Okay.
They have some like secret things like that.
Wow. Okay.
They're not.
I have a Love and White story, which is that when I was in high school, I was on the dance team, and the coach of the dance team was like just this like beautiful, like perfect looking woman, and she always smelled amazing. And one day I was like, what do you wear? And she was like, I wear Love and White from Creed. And I had no business wearing Love and White. And also, you see me now. Like, we were talking about, where do you wear your purse? Like, I'm wearing a backpack. Like, I can turn it up. I think I have two sides to me, but not an in-between. I am like very casual, or I'll try. Mm-hmm. But in any event, I had no business wearing Love and White, and I wanted it, and I got it for my birthday. I got like the little bottle. It smelled horrible. It was literally like its way of being like, this is not meant for you. Go put it back. It was like plastic on me. It was so bad.
When I smell it on some women, and it smells like they should be wearing it, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at them and I'm like, yeah, you're wearing the right thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it has this kind of, And I'm not saying this in any kind of race type of way. We're just talking about character.
Okay.
A little bit of Karenosity is inside of it.
Karenosity.
Just a little bit of where's your key fob.
Well, you know? I'm really glad that it didn't vibe with me then.
Just and that's why I say anyone
where's
can be a Karen.
Fob?
Anyone,
oh my God.
You know, right now they just say that this is a person who just, you know, say or do ridiculous things. But it just has a little bit of entitlement.
I see what you're saying.
In the smell.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is there anything that no matter who the client is, what they are looking for, what their taste is, that in the back of your mind, you know you're never going to recommend?
No.
Anything's on the table depending on the client.
Every single thing. Because that's not my place. It's not my place. I can hate every fragrance I sell.
Yeah.
I have to do right by them. I have to do the right thing. I have to keep composed no matter how much my body and my teeth are shivering at what I'm smelling.
Yeah.
But it's not about me.
Wow. Yeah.
My job is to find them what they're looking for.
You are Switzerland.
Even if it's Oud Ispahan, I'm just like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious, isn't it?
You love it, don't you?
Ooh. Wow. And that smells like nothing? It's not strong to you?
How do you dial that up? I don't know how you pour gasoline, maybe.
Well.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my last question about the categories that I saw on your page, because I'm curious how it relates to you, is I saw you do different scents by different astrological signs.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing you are an Aquarius, what to you makes an Aquarius scent? And do you feel that you gravitate towards those scents?
Well, the fun thing about Aquarius is how open we are.
Yes.
So Although I do feel like we're attracted to musk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot. All different forms of it,
mm-hmm.
whether it's creamy, aromatic, animalic.
Mm-hmm.
It could be fruity floral musk or whatever it is. But I think we're so misunderstood naturally.
That you are the most misunderstood sign. I will stand by that.
And that's because everyone thinks we're a water sign.
Mm-hmm.
And we're air.
Yeah.
So we're naturally misunderstood, no mm-hmm. matter what. So even when we're wearing what could be considered strong, aggressive, obnoxious scents, in our mind, it's like, really? I thought that was kind of clean. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe our attitude of how we're wearing it is making it come off this way. And I feel like we're just very open to what stimulates us kind of spiritually when we put the fragrances on
mm-hmm.
versus visually. Like, oh, when I put this on, people are going to think I'm sexy.
Right.
No, we want it to be more within our inner personality and character mm-hmm. than the visual,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
So what is a great sort of Aquarius scent in your mind?
A great Aquarius scent. So there's a fragrance by Floral Street,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Arizona Bloom. It is like air blowing over coconut husks, mm-hmm. in my opinion. It's not a juicy, sweet coconut smell. It's more of a dry smell. Mm-hmm. It gives you a very free-spirited energy to mm-hmm. the scent. Like you can just do and be whoever, you know, and whatever you want without anybody dictating, you know, what they think is best for you. But I feel it's so Aquarius, so freeing when you
something
put,
sort
you
of
could
airy.
Keep spraying it
yeah.
on for.
Yes.
And it just always makes you feel at peace.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Well, I do want to talk about your TikTok because you are doing it all. You are a fragrance specialist. You're on the floor, but you're on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You have over 200. I looked this morning because since I last wrote these questions, you've gained like 3,000 more followers. You have over 237,000 followers. Are there trends that come up in your comments, in what you're tagged in of like people consistently looking for a scent like X?
I find that people are just forever looking for a scent. Period. They mm-hmm. want to be told what to do. They're not allowing themselves to explore. They feel they need guidance and have to be told, what are the top five fragrances? This
right.
is what men do the
right.
most.
Right, right.
What are the top
sex
men, the top 10, the top? And I'm like, for what kind of man?
Right.
A black man, an African man, a Caribbean man, a confident one? One that's broke? Like mm-hmm. what?
A firefighter? A policeman?
Oh, and now they're like, do the fragrances for firefighters. You haven't done the military fragrances yet.
Mm-hmm.
What about those who work blue collar jobs? And I'm always so amazed. Like, wow.
Right.
Like, everyone wants to know what's for me.
Right.
What's for my kind of me? And they can wear whatever they want.
Right.
They really can wear whatever they want. But I give in.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes some time for me to sit and they really think I'm just coming up with a list of what haven't I featured yet.
Right.
I have to.
You meditate
go,
on it.
Yes,
yes.
I have to feel like I become one of them, live their daily lives.
You go to the fire station to pick up a hose. You
yeah,
ask
I'm
you can
looking
come on
at
the truck.
Fire movies. You know, I'm like, what do they really go through in their lives and or nurses or
yeah.
To try and come up with this list.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of research before I make these videos. I'm not like bullcrapping around with mm-hmm. folks. And then still going to be someone who'll be like, oh, I smelled that. I hated it.
You're like, well, yeah, because you're one person with individual. The irony is like what you're doing is such a good is so helpful. And so like it gives so much guidance to these people. But ultimately what you're also saying is like it's about your personal
yes.
taste. So it's like I can help you. I can like make a good starting point for you and tell you what I think. But two firemen can come into the store and one of them wants one thing and one of them wants another.
And that's why I try to give so many different types of, I don't keep it in one category, just woody
mm-hmm.
or just oody.
Yeah.
I try to give different kind of things because I'm thinking of the different types of firefighters there may be.
Right.
So.
And there are so many.
There really are. And I don't think they understand that, but I do my best.
Yeah.
I really try because I don't feel like the fragrance industry, from a marketing standpoint, think of selling fragrances to common people. Like, these commercials are about people traveling places. Everyone doesn't travel.
Right. It's like everyone diving into the water, spraying perfume, and then they turn into a horse, and then they're this and that.
Jumping
and
off a building and walking.
Right. Other people want to wear perfume. Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the holdup with them creating a commercial about being a nurse and spraying on your fragrance when you have a little break to feel a little better and not as dirty and stimulating their patients to trust them? Their smell makes them trustworthy, you know, things like that. Why can't they do that? So I can't.
That's why you're there. And that's why fragrance TikTok has become such a popular thing, because regular people want regular advice for fragrances that are realistic to their lives and their taste.
But it gets a little different when folks are being endorsed.
Yeah.
So then it's like, is this really coming from you, or is coming from you being paid?
Right.
And this is why I haven't.
Wow. And have you been
I don't even get paid from TikTok.
Wow. That's crazy because you have a huge following.
Yeah, but when I once was in the marketplace, the creators, that's when they suppressed my videos. And they want you to depend on all 200,000 of your followers to look at your video. They don't put you on a For You page anymore.
Yeah.
And it was more important for me that people saw my videos than me get paid some change from their platform. So I opted out.
I find as a creator, it's like a double-edged sword, because I will never do anything that's paid if I don't personally love the product. So there have been opportunities where brands I've loved that I've spoken about organically have been like, we love that you're such a fan. Do you want to do something paid? And in that case, I'm like, yes, because this is my income. But then what you were saying about TikTok, like as soon as you join that creator page, all of a sudden, what's so crazy is like TikTok almost penalizes you for getting financial or view success on the app. It's like, as soon as I started to get people say, we love your opinion so much, we would love to pay you for that and help us promote it, that video wouldn't get served.
Yep.
And I'm like, you're screwing me over, because a brand is finally going to pay me for stuff that I've been doing for free for so long. And you're going to give, when I have over 100,000 followers, you're going to serve that to 2,000 people?
Yep.
What?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. And then it makes me look bad. And I'm like, the one I posted before this got 70,000 views. I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's just this unpredictable thing.
Yep. It really is unpredictable and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And that's why I just turn things down, because I'm afraid I make that video and it gets 3,000 views, not 3 million, 4 million.
Right.
So I can't control TikTok in that kind of way, but I still post something.
Yeah.
As often as possible, pretty much every day. And I stopped following fragrance people, so I wasn't influenced by them, right? And my ideas were just mine and it's not theirs, but sometimes it'll just pop up and then I'll see and I turn into the consumer at that that point, because I buy fragrances, you know, I could be influenced too.
Yeah.
But when I see the commercials now, I just don't feel, and I call them commercials, but when I see their videos,
the paid ones,
I don't feel moved.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm looking at this video as they paid you to go to this place to promote this. And of course, you're going to say it smells good and this and that. And I don't trust it at that moment. And that's when I was like, will people feel that way about me?
Right.
Like, it was that light bulb that went out, because I was having this natural reaction.
Right.
And I was like, maybe people will start feeling that way about me when they see the little blue at the bottom, you know, that this. And I just made a decision.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep just doing my own thing.
Well, it's going well. It's going great for you. And I'm curious, because we have talked about what you'd recommend for a firefighter and a nurse and all these different types of people. What would you recommend? This is my segue. Tell me if you like it. What would you recommend for a jazz singer?
A male or female jazz singer?
A female jazz singer sitting before me.
Tuxedo.
Tuxedo. Okay.
Yves Saint Laurent.
And is that what you wear when you are on stage?
I don't wear fragrance on stage.
Okay. Interesting. So tell me why.
I don't wear fragrance on stage because fragrance, I'm actually a little allergic to.
What?
I know, right?
This is an hour in. My mind is blown. Interesting career choice.
I know. I had to leave it for a couple of years because of how it was going to kill me. But I have extreme acid reflux from it. The alcohol inside of the fragrance literally can make me cough and cough and cough and cough. So I had to be on omeprazole just to sell it.
Damn.
Every day. Just to sell it. And so I don't want to potentially, start coughing.
Valid.
In my set.
Yes.
Because, or get heartburn. Sometimes mm-hmm. I do actually get acid reflux mm-hmm. from smelling my fragrance. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go through that in my show. And then I think about the band members, if they have these sensitivities, I definitely don't want to trigger them right. in the middle of my show.
Right.
So I don't wear anything.
Interesting. And how often are you performing? And is this like, do you like, is there one that you would want to do full time if everything was going perfectly? Like,
I would want to be on Broadway.
Okay.
Even if it was a jazz review, because my degrees are in jazz. Mm-hmm. That is my specialty. That is my first love. But I sing all types of music. Mm-hmm. I don't perform as much as I should because I'm always dealing with fragrance and parties and events and this and this and that.
Yeah.
And it pays more than $150, $250 in a club mm-hmm. singing for 3 hours.
Right, right.
So I'll be honest about that part. But my dream is to be in a Broadway show, to be on Broadway. Way, lights, camera, probably the dream of a whole bunch of people that work in my industry. But that's what I see for myself. Like New York City.
I see that.
See my picture,
yes.
Times Square on the buildings and stuff.
We're manifesting it in this conversation. It's going to happen. Just a matter of when.
Yeah. But when I post myself singing in my social media, people already look at those videos. They're like, oh, you sing? Great. What's the
I
top did.
I saw
fragrances?
You. I saw your video, and I was like, "You have a voice like velvet." I was just like,
"But it's 2,000-3,000 views. Like, people don't care about that part of me as much. They just want to know about the fragrance."
Well, maybe these are the people that followed you specifically for fragrance, right? So
I accept that as well. Mm-hmm. But please tell my grandma because she's just like, "You're just doing this fragrance thing," and
but you're not just you're. Look at what you've built. You know,
like it's a fragrance thing to someone that's 90. Okay. You're in a store.
Well, my grandma calls this
fragrance.
What I do, my perfume thing. So, you know, I'm with you. She's like, how's the perfume thing that you do? And I'm like, she doesn't know what a podcast is. She's like, your radio show, where can I hear it? I'm like, well, you can't hear it because you don't have a phone. So you'll never hear what I do. I get it.
She's still disappointed, but.
Okay.
But we are working hard, and sometimes I wish she can see it, but I respect she's 90.
It's a different generation, If you were to scent, like, objectively, your performance, like, if you were looking at you as someone in the audience, what would that smell like to you? Tuxedo, maybe, like you said?
Seriously.
Yeah.
But I would mix, I would do two fragrances, either a tuxedo and dark rum from Malin and Getz.
I love dark rum. And it does not get the hype that it deserves.
I hype it.
Yeah, I hype it as well.
I sell it out.
It's so good.
It is so good. Whether it's alone or mixed with other things.
It's so good.
But either that or even Jazz Club. I will say they did it with that scent. Mm. It really does have that kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Not of you being in a jazz club, but you being watched at a jazz club.
Oh, interesting.
Which is totally different. Mm. And we're talking about the audience member. Mm-hmm. Someone smelling their fragrance and just paying attention to them, not the person on stage.
You're just in the world.
Oh, you're the whole, and their hand up just, and them following their hand. Oh, the scent is perfect.
What do you think? I know another scent that I personally love. It's okay if you don't. But Diptyque Orpheon is also inspired by.
Do you know how much Orpheon I sell?
I love Orpheon. It is one of the closest things I have to a signature. I don't know if you personally like it. I can't tell by your face right now.
I own it.
Okay.
But I don't wear it well.
Yeah. Interesting.
What I have noticed, and the women who have bought Orpheon for me have all been of some type of white skin color.
Okay.
And you guys wear
I am
it.
Who I am.
You guys wear it the best. either a black male or a white woman. And I am so jealous. So jealous. That's why I keep it. Like, I'm going to wear this one day. If I just keep it on my clothing, that's fine. But as far as on your skin, OMG.
It feels like it's one with my skin. When I wear it, I'm like, it feels like the fragrance was made for me. And I'm literally a perfume collector. I don't feel that way about 95% of my fragrances.
Mm-hmm. I believe it has juniper berries inside.
Yes, which is like my favorite. I feel like juniper berries also underrated note in perfumery because everything I've ever smelled with juniper berries, I would give it a 10 out of 10. It's just one of the best.
Like, what is that? Gentle Fluidity Silver has juniper berries,
that
right?
That one's so good. Do you wear that?
Not the silver.
Not the silver. You wear gold?
Yep.
I could see you rocking both of those, but you're more of a gold.
I mean, I love juniper berry as well. It just can't be too aromatic on me,
aromatic.
Or it makes me smell like I'm pretending, like you're faking the funk in some kind of way.
Interesting.
But and in gold is very soft, so I'll pair it with dark rum.
There you go. Dark rum is the best for layering. I feel like my analogy about dark rum is that I have said that, like, if you're making a margarita, you know you got to add that Grand Marnier or that triple sec. It's like the thing that gives it the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And dark rum as a layering scent is the thing that gives, if you're wearing gold and you just want to make it like little
zinc. Ooh.
I'm making a weird hand gesture for everyone listening. But it's that cherry on the top.
Yeah, cherry on top.
Yeah.
It really is. So I continue to boast that fragrance. Because it really deserves it. And I was using the candle for years before even knowing there was a fragrance. Tell me why I didn't know it was a fragrance.
I can't.
Okay.
I cannot.
Someone called the cops. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But as soon as I started working at Nordstrom is when I was like, wait a minute, there's a fragrance?
I can smell like this?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's excellent. Excellent. Terelia, this has been so fun talking to you. We have a final segment of the show.
Okay.
It is called What's That Smell? It's rapid fire scent association. I was thinking, if you're up for it, I'll throw out different like professions or signs or whatever. And you tell me the first perfume that like comes to mind for that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's that smell?
Trevalia, what is the smell of a Wall Street executive man?
Oud Wood, Tom Ford.
Okay. The confidence with which you said, I'm like, I will buy everything you said. What is the smell of an eighth grade girl just like figuring herself out?
Transcend from Fluid.
Which one?
Transcend from Fluid.
Ooh, okay. What is the smell of senior prom? Anyone at senior prom?
Senior prom?
Yeah, it could be any character that you would see at senior prom. Who are you thinking of and what are you thinking of?
Jimmy Choo, I Want You.
Okay. What is the smell of the color red?
Linter D from Givenchy.
Okay. What is the smell of lipstick?
Fleur de Peau from Diptyque.
What is the smell of a Capricorn?
Centaur 33, Le Labo.
Okay. What is the smell of, what's the smell of a blue collar worker? Because you were talking about that one.
Man or woman?
Man.
Silver Birch and Lavender from Jo Malone.
And woman?
This is going to be a throwback. I'm going to do Tiffany and Love.
Ooh, okay. Great choice. Okay. What is the smell of just the happiest fragrance you can think of?
Clinique Happy.
What is the smell you would recommend for the person, any gender, who says, I want to be the best smelling person in the room?
Mojave Ghost.
And
Byredo.
Ooh, okay. Great choice. And the final question. What is the smell of Trevalia Wallace?
Viala.
Which one?
Viala.
Wow. That is a huge endorsement of everything we've just talked about to come back to Viala. I got to get my nose on that one because I don't even know if I've smelled it yet. But
you,
I know.
You must.
I'm gonna stop by Nordstrom.
You must.
I will.
And when you wear it around, watch how people are around you. You will put them in such a better place in their life. It's literally like wearing crystals.
What a benevolent choice of you. You're doing it for the people.
Doing it for the people.
Trevalia, for everybody listening, I know so many people are going to want to do consults with you and have the Trevalia experience.
Yes.
How and where can they do this?
I mean, there are multiple places. If you follow me on Instagram, you can DM me there. You can email me at trevalia@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can follow me on TikTok and you can send me a message there.
Do you want to plug your handles?
At Trevalia Wallace.
Okay. At Trevalia Wallace. And I will put it in the notes of this episode as well. Trevalia. Oh, and do you want to plug any live events coming?
Nope. No. Okay. What my party, my Spray It Loud and Proud in Tyson's Corner, Nordstrom, May 20th, for those who I know follow you. Mm-hmm. Get ready. It's going to be amazing. Right now, there's going to be 169 people.
And you can make it 170. You can make it 200.
Oh, yeah. We're going to come. It is going to be a party for like-minded folks who love fragrance and want to shop and just need to have a little bit more guidance. And I'm there to just show you the way. It's going to be very fun. Drinks, music. It's going to be great.
Sounds like a great time. Trevalia, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This podcast was edited by Charles Atangana. Music is by Max Vernon, and illustrations are by Israel Rodriguez.